And welcome to a new episode of That's Entertainment. I am your pop culture maven, Jeff Malone, and with me, as always, live from Hampton, Maine, it's my Aunt Beth Woods. Aunt Beth, how are you doing?
I'm okay. Hi, everybody. I was just saying to Jeff, it's been like 5 months since we've talked to each other. Well, not talked to each other on the podcast. So kind of nice.
Some people listeners might be wondering, we do sometimes talk when we're not podcasting together.
That's right. We talk in between. No, we're only allowed to talk during the podcast. So
yeah, that's what it says in our contract. When we became podcast co-hosts, we ceased being aunt and nephew.
Yeah.
All other times.
No, I'm good. Although this weather's been crazy. So, lots of clouds, some sun, but so far not too cold yet. But I finally broke down and put pants on, put jeans on, like, I think it was Friday. I was like, oh no, I'm still wearing sandals though, because I hate when I have to put socks and shoes on.
So. Oh, well, I put socks on sooner than I put long pants on.
Mm-hmm. Well, you need to put them on when you're with running and stuff. Are you still wearing shorts?
Yeah, well, I wore my jeans a few days last week, but if it's above 60, I'm in shorts, and it's been the overnight lows have gone into the 50s.
Yeah, ours are into the 40s.
Yeah, but we still get above 60, and sometimes still close to 70.
Okay.
I'm hoping it cools down the end of next week, and I'll mention why when we're wrapping up. Okay. There's a specific reason for that. But yeah, I haven't taken my air conditioner out of my window yet.
Oh, okay. That's your next job.
I haven't used it for, let's see, I think I last used it 2 weeks ago. So it's not that I think I'll still need it, more that I just haven't gotten around to it yet.
Yeah, that's a pain. So, I like it's been some nice, beautiful fall, sunny, like crisp days that I like are nice too. So,
anyway. I like the fall crispness, but I don't like the shortening days.
No, not at all. By 6 already, it's dark here. Mm-hmm. And then we turn the clocks ahead, and I think in like 2 weeks. Yeah. So then it's going to be like 5 o'clock that starts getting dark. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's hard. A lot of people say they go to work in the dark and they come home in the dark. And I mean, at least I'm home, but that's not fun at all. Ugh.
Yeah. Well, hopefully we can keep you company through the darkness. We'll do our best. And if you're living in Iceland, maybe if you're listening to us up there from the land of ice and fire, it might already be even shorter days when you go up that far north. But yeah, so it's, and Beth mentioned, it's been 5 months since she and I were together. I did a few mini episodes in the summer. But it was mostly our typical summer break. And we were going to record this particular episode a few weeks ago, but life got in the way. Another one of my aunts, my Aunt Pat, passed away. So we're dedicating this episode in her memory. She is also someone who enjoyed movies and TV. And I talked with, I bonded with her over that. She was my godmother. So, I was someone I was very close with, throughout my whole life. So, hopefully she's listening to, this episode, along with, my Aunt Peg and my grandmother, her mom, and, everyone else, who we've lost throughout the years.
That's life, unfortunately. We miss you, Pat.
Yeah. It Right now, I was telling Aunt Beth, it just feels strange. It feels more surreal than anything. Like, shouldn't I be, when I'm having dinner with family, isn't Aunt Pat here? Shouldn't I be texting with her in the family text chain? It just, it'll, I don't know when it'll feel normal to know that she's not there physically anymore.
I don't know if it'll ever feel normal. Yeah, it's just something. I don't even know the right word.
Yeah. Well, yeah, just but we're I'm happy that she didn't have any regrets, and I didn't have any regrets about my time with her. I got to see her plenty in her last few months, and I'm glad for all the time I got to spend with her throughout the years. So I,
Yeah.
yeah, it's I think that's the best way you can look at it. When th that's the best result when someone passes away, that you can say, we didn't waste, they didn't waste their time, and we didn't waste our time with them.
Yeah. No, you guys were lucky because you lived close and you were able to see your relatives quite a bit. So that doesn't always happen. So,
Yeah, so thanks, yeah, to all the our to all our listeners. Yeah, it's always funny, should whoever's listening, I mean, a lot of our listeners are family members, so they're missing Aunt Pat as well. And I just, for those who just know me, know me and Aunt Beth over the internet, it's just every once in a while that we let you in on these most personal things. But thank you for thank you for being here with us. Everyone who's a part of the That's Entertainment community. Yeah, and I'm grateful to have something like this to do, to get through the tough times.
Yeah.
I'm grateful to have you, Aunt Beth, with me for this.
I'm grateful to have you too. I love you.
Yeah, love you too. I think I had mentioned it a bit in the mini episodes over the summer, but just to reiterate, so we're now doing, like, as far as full length episodes of the podcast go, it's kind of more of a every once in a while type of thing, just when we're in the mood for it, when we're not too busy, when there's something that we really need to discuss. We've got one episode that we're going to time with something that I believe is set to come out in 2024. I'm not sure when in 2024, but we'll find out about that. And we'll do our regular Emmy and Oscar reaction episodes. Although I hope those award shows happen. They're depending
Yeah.
on the strike, the actors' strike ending.
Yeah, that's true. It's just they already postponed the Emmys to the is it into January, right? That's not too
That's
far
yeah,
away.
that's yeah,
Huh?
that's not too far right now.
Oh.
But yeah, so yeah, that's when you can expect a me and Aunt Beth to be together. But I'll still be doing mini episodes. I've got some plans for karaoke episodes I want to do, and I have for Aunt Beth recommends mini episodes. I've got an idea that I want to introduce to you. I haven't mentioned this to you yet. What I'd like you to
Okay.
do for stuff to recommend me, I'm calling these the classics. I'd like you to give me just a series of recommendations that of stuff that was released before I was born.
Of like TV movies or anything.
Anything.
Okay.
Yeah, you can come up with a whole list. of anything released before March 9th, 1988. I can be a mix of movies, TV shows, books, albums, whatever you can think of. You know, like classics I haven't encountered yet. And so you don't have to give them to me one at a time. You can come up with a whole list and send them to me when you're ready. And then okay. I'll look them over and parcel them out and release those mini episodes over the course of the coming weeks and months.
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay, so I guess we'll move forward on That's Entertainment. Usually what we do, the premise is we pick a pop culture topic and discuss it according to the three F's, first, favorite, and forever. Basically, you know, our initial encounters with something, and then our favorite versions of them and what we're thinking of now. Today, this episode's a little different because the world of entertainment is kind of stuck right now. There were two strikes, two work stoppages. One has been resolved. The Writers Guild of America, they've recently struck a new deal. But the SAG-AFTRA, the actors are still on strike. They're still looking for a better deal. I hope it happens soon. So usually around this time, in early fall, Aunt Beth and I would be reacting to the Emmys. But as we mentioned, it's been delayed. We're hoping it happens. But in the meantime, we're going to talk about what it's like to watch TV in the middle of a strike. So, okay. So Aunt Beth, what is your TV viewing schedule been like? We're into October, so the fall TV season has started, but it's obviously been affected by the lack of worker availability because of these strikes. So yeah, what do you keep them watching?
When you mentioned it, I said, I've been scouring, that's a hard word to say, at the time, this was the end of September when I started thinking about this, and I get the TV guides, and they usually do an episode, one TV guide is new shows, and then another one is returning favorites, and so I read through those, so I was excited. There were just a few new shows. And so the ones that sounded good I wrote down were The Irrational, which is on NBC with Jesse Martin. And at the time, I hadn't watched them yet. But now that one, I've seen, I think, four of them. And I would definitely recommend that one. I don't know if you've watched that, Jeff, but it's very good. And then some of the other ones that are coming up or this one actually started too, The Fall of the House of Usher, Lessons in Chemistry, and the UK version of Ghosts, which is in Not Till November. So those were what I was excited for new shows, and some of the returning ones were that I watch are Survivor, Transplant, which is NBC, Annika, which is PBS, Julia on Max, and Fargo on FX, and also Welcome to Wrexham on FX. So those are I don't know if I'll wait to get into, you'd ask me how I thought it affected my viewing. I don't know if you want me to wait until you talk about your what you've been watching first.
That's kind of how you can get into it. I need to cover both of those questions together.
All right. So I felt like the strike hadn't affected my viewing too much until maybe more recently. In the summer, I was able to watch a lot of shows that were written before the strike.
Right.
And so I was watched like Lincoln Lawyer, Reservation Dogs, Only Murders in the Building, and Virgin River. I always probably like you, Jeff, I always have lists of movies or shows that I want to watch, and the list becomes ridiculous. But so I was able to catch up on some of the shows that I'd been waiting to watch and didn't have the time. So in a way, I didn't mind the strike at all, because I was like, there were enough new things I could watch, and then there were some old things that I caught up on. So so that was kind of what the word is, gave me some even though felt bad for the strikers, but gave me some time to kind of catch up a little bit.
Yeah, I kind of had that feeling as well. Like, yeah, the summer I wasn't feeling the effects of the strike. The only way I was feeling it was like talk shows and SNL. Like they immediately stopped production as soon as the writer's strike started back in April. Or was it May?
May.
Yeah. I always want to say April because I think the last new episode of SNL was in April, but then they had stuff scheduled for May, and those never happened.
That's right, because I was like, when did they do the May finale? And now I realize that's why there was never like a final show. Okay.
Yeah. So, then through the summer, I felt like it was actually a busier TV summer season, at least for what I was watching, than usual, because, you know, all the stuff that had been scheduled for summer had already been fully produced, so that didn't have an effect. And this fall, and then I was saying I was feeling like you. I'm like, I'm glad I have some time to catch up on some things I'm behind on.
Yeah.
But I was really glad when the writer's strike was finally settled, and it sounded like it was a good deal for the writers, because I'm like, as a fan of their work, and as just someone who supports other workers, I'm glad to see them being treated fairly. And also, I've been missing the routine of talk shows and SNL, and I'm glad those are back in production. But yeah, overall, so we're a few weeks into the fall season. It's been a different type of TV season for me, but not necessarily that much less busy, because there's been a decent amount of streaming shows that had already been produced. Like you mentioned, Follow the House of Usher. I started watching that. Loki on Disney Plus. I've meaning to start Goosebumps, which is on Disney Plus and Hulu. What else is streaming? There's, I think, a few others.
Have you watched The Lessons in Chemistry?
Haven't. No, that's even with all the even with the strikes going on, there are still shows where I'm like, I don't have time for everything.
I
want to catch up with some shows. I still want to catch up with some shows like from the spring and last fall that I got behind on, that, you know, piled up a few episodes on my DVR. But my schedule has kind of been dominated by game shows.
Because those were still on, right?
They can be produced even during the strike, because they're covered by a different code. Like, actors can appear on game shows and because there's different codes that the actors have contracts for, and game shows are covered under a separate code that they're not striking against. So,
what game shows have you been watching?
Right now, Celebrity Jeopardy, Celebrity Wheel of Fortune, and $100,000 Pyramid are all, that's ABC's current Wednesday night lineup. So Wednesdays are busy for me. We got those shows. I watch Quantum Leap, Archer, that just ended, Chucky. I don't give my full attention to, but I do watch Press Your Luck and Celebrity Name That Tune. Those are the ones I put on in the background, like while I'm like checking my email or doing something else. Like, I don't need to pay full attention to those. Like, I'll watch the quiz parts and then just do something else during the banter. So Wednesdays are busy. Sundays are also busy because the Fox animated shows, they've had new episodes because I think also animated shows are covered under a different contract as well. And then the other days I've been using to catch up on all my Sunday and Wednesday shows mostly.
Okay. You have too many to watch, I think.
Yeah.
I finally watched this summer. No, well, it wasn't in the summer. I said there were a few I wanted to catch up on. I started watching Peaky Blinders. I'm on the third season. There's six seasons of that, and I don't know if I'm going to get through them. It's pretty violent. Have you watched any of those?
No, I've never. There's certain genres where I'm like, I'll watch a movie of that. You know, like I'll spend 2 hours watching that, but it's not generally something that I want to get into as a regular thing. And like,
yeah,
a dark crime drama is,
yeah,
usually not my favorite.
That's why I don't know if I'm gonna. I mainly watched it because I loved Cillian Murphy so much in Oppenheimer, and I was like, something about him, like he mesmerizes me, and he's so good in the Peaky Blinders, but. Like, it is pretty violent. So I may just finish this season out. But what I loved, which I hadn't seen, I don't know why I didn't ever watch it when it came out. I was like, oh, now I have time this summer. And I watched the movie Minari. Was that, I think that was 2 years ago. And
I think three, actually.
Okay.
Because I think it was a pandemic release.
Okay. Have you seen that?
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoyed that. That was really fun. So I was glad I got to catch up on that one. But yeah, that's kind of, I think, like you're talking about all the stuff that you're catching up on. I think, like, what would we do if we did have all the fall shows? And we wouldn't have had time to catch up on any of them.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't been like, desperately searching for anything to watch. Like I'm not like, oh, I'm so bored, there's nothing to watch. Like there's always something to watch, but I'm not as stressed out as I've been in other years where I was just overloaded with everything that I wanted to watch.
So for us it was kind of a good thing.
Maybe the industry can realize it's been making too many shows and scale back a bit. And then maybe if they're not producing as much, maybe people can have more reliable employment and get paid better.
Yeah. I always feel like there's way too many things that come out.
Yeah.
You could never watch all of them. So it's kind of, I don't know. I'd rather have fewer choices, I guess.
Well, the one worry with having fewer shows is, well, does that mean that the weirder shows and the shows with underrepresented groups, does that mean those shows won't get made anymore? Like Reservation Dogs, I often hear a lot of people talk like that's often a show cited as, you know, it stars and is written by Native Americans. And it's like, could that have ever been made in the era before peak TV? Like there really weren't shows like that before. You know, and I certainly am glad that there's more unusual stuff, but I'm like, I don't think we need 500 shows being made to have at least 10 like Reservation Dogs. You know, I think that's a reasonable request. Like if we scale down to just 300 new shows per year, 300 scripted shows per year, I think there's still room for the weirder and the more unusual types of shows.
So are there normally about 500?
That's a figure I've seen, I think. Like let me look it up quick. I just Googled how many scripted TV shows in 2022? And the answer I got back was, do you want to guess?
No.
Well, do you think it's more or less of them, the 500 I just said?
I'm going to say more, since you're saying acting like it could be.
Well, you are correct. It is 599, according to FX Research.
Crazy. How do they think people can ever watch all that?
Well, I don't know. Yeah. I mean, obviously we can't, but, you know, so, like, you know, it's, you don't have to watch everything, but, you know, like, I think, like, TV is a mass medium. Like, I think it's been, since its early days, it's been designed for a wide audience to take it all in. You know, like, as opposed to books, like, there's hundreds or thousands of books released every year, and there's never been an expectation that you're going to read everything. But with TV, there's still a sense of, like, if you love TV, you want to watch, if not everything, then at least all the good stuff.
Yeah, but you feel, like you said, you feel you don't want to watch and be stressed watching, because then that's not that takes away from the enjoyment of it. So
exactly,
you gotta, I started taping one new show, and I watched two of them, and it was okay, but I didn't really love it. I said, I'm not gonna watch it, you know. I'm like, I've got to decide what I really, really like or not like, and so I deleted that one. So but yeah, I think the conclusion, I think, for both of us is that there, you know, there's definitely fewer new shows. There was still mostly reality and game shows, but I still feel like I have plenty to watch to keep me busy. So I guess that, you know, depends what you're, I guess if you didn't have streaming services, some people might feel it more. But yeah, it hasn't. So I guess in conclusion, I would say that it really hasn't affected my viewing too much.
Yeah, not mine terribly either.
Yeah.
Any last thoughts on the strikes themselves?
No, I mean, like I said, I'm glad for the writer's strike and that's over. The actors came on later than the writers, so I don't remember how much later. Do you?
I want to say June, maybe, or July.
So maybe they'll
looks
go
like it was like, July.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So maybe they'll go 2 months, since they came on 2 months later. Let's pray that maybe in another month they'll be done. But
yeah, hopefully no longer than that.
Yeah. Then it might start affecting us at that point. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, otherwise, yeah, hopefully. I mean, I should probably read. I don't even know exactly what they're asking for. So, but yeah, it's, I don't really have any other thoughts about it, the actual strike.
Yeah, I'll try to find a good article that explains what they're all asking for, in case anyone else is interested. And yeah, I'll see if I can find, I'll send a good link to you and put a link in the show notes.
Yeah.
So that anyone else who's wondering can.
That would be great. Yeah.
I'd like to look into it. Okay. Well, I guess we'll wrap it up then. Yeah, I don't know. So I don't know when the next time we'll be recording together will be. Hopefully the Emmys.
Yeah.
At the very latest. Maybe we'll do something random and fun for the holidays, just to if we're feeling festive enough and not too stressed.
I know. And only 2 months away. It's just crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Have you started shopping?
Yeah, I kind of shop all year, so I don't like wait and say, oh, I've got to go to Christmas shopping. I see stuff on sale or whatever, and my basement is filled with stuff, so so I'm pretty good. I'm not worried about that.
I usually wait longer, but I have a routine, so I'm not too worried either.
Oh, good. You're a good shopper. Who do you have? This is, I'll say this quick, even though we're still on taping, but who do you have for Pollyanna?
I believe I have Megan. So I guess that's okay to mention because she's been on the podcast before. But yeah, so in, yeah. Okay, so I guess we'll wrap it up. Yeah, so anything to promote that you have going on that you'd like to mention?
No, not really, because I mentioned the shows that coming up that I'm looking forward to. I heard that Lessons in Chemistry has gotten great reviews, but I don't have Apple yet, so I'm going to have to add Apple at some point. But yeah, nothing else that you know, I've already mentioned that I think people would enjoy. That The Irrational, I'll just say quickly, that Jesse Martin plays a psychiatrist at a made-up college. And when there's a case that the police can't handle, they call him, and he uses all his psychological skills kind of to read people. And so it's a different premise, and I think it's done very well. So I've been happy about that show because it's just one of the few new network shows, and it's very good. So I will recommend that one.
Okay,
but that's well, it.
Sounds good. I will promote as usual our Patreon. You can listen to episodes early if you sign up for that. And Ken Jeong, you still have a standing invitation to be a guest on this podcast whenever you'd like to be. And also, if you subscribe to my newsletter, you'll notice that recently I've started doing a recurring segment where I rank the top my 10 favorite songs of various musical artists. So if anyone has any suggestions for which bands or singers they'd like me to cover, you can feel free to send them my way. And next week I'm planning on doing a special Halloween theme edition of Karaoke Corner, so be on the lookout for that. And I'm alluded to this earlier, I'm planning on, or not planning on, it's on my schedule, I'm running the Bucks County Marathon on October 28th. So that's why I was saying I'm hoping it cools down soon.
Yeah, so it's not too hot. Oh wow, good luck with that.
Thank you.
Do they have that every year?
It's been going on since 2011, I think. And I think they didn't have it last year because I think that they weren't able to organize it. But this is actually, I believe, the last year that they're doing it, or at least the last year for the foreseeable future. So,
okay.
Did want to recommend, this is a movie, so didn't get to it in the TV discussion, but Aunt Beth, have you heard about Flora and Son?
Wait till you hear, this is the story. So I almost texted you before I had read that that you had seen it, because I was so excited. I saw John, my mind just went blank. What's his last name? Carney, and I was like, oh, the Sing Street guy, and then the story sounded so good. So it was playing down in Waterville, which is about 50 minutes from here. And so a couple Sundays ago, I had checked the movies, I guess, on Saturday. A couple Sundays ago, I drove down, and, you know, it's a ways. And I got there, and I went in, I said, I'd like a ticket for Flora and Son. And so it must have been, I think it was a 4:40 showing. And he said, you mean for the 6:50? I said, no, for the 4:40. He's like, there's no showing at 4:40. I said, oh, I looked in the paper. He said, that was yesterday. So I drove all the way down and I didn't get to see it. I was so upset. But it looks like, I think it might be streaming on Apple TV.
It is, yeah.
Yeah. So
it had a limited theatrical release, but I believe it's on Apple now.
So I'm gonna sign up for Apple because I know it's before even seeing it, I know it's the kind of movie that I'm gonna love. So so that you recommend it.
Yeah. If anyone saw John Carney's last movie, Sing Street, which Aunt Beth and I are both fans of, if you like that, I think you'll like this as well.
Yeah, I'm anxious to see it. Sounds great.
And I mentioned at the top of the show, I usually mention it then, but if you'd like, you can leave us a review. You can do that on your on whatever podcast app you listen to us on, or you can go to ratethispodcast.com/thatsentertainment. And we're still on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. I still say Twitter, even though I guess it's officially x.com now. And but yeah, I guess that's everything for now then, isn't it?
That's a wrap.
Okay. So yeah. Bon voyage, everyone.
Good night. What is good night, everyone?
And keep your remotes handy and your eyes open.